Unless our city councillors decide to go on a last-minute spending spree, Sault Ste. Marie ratepayers could enjoy a lower-than-expected property tax increase in the coming year. The preliminary 2025 city operating budget to be presented to City Council on Monday originally called for a 5.27% increase in the tax levy to $148.2 million. But 3 weeks ago, the Ontario government announced an immediate increase of $50 million in unconditional funding it provides to 390 municipalities through its Ontario Municipal Partnership Fund, OMPF. OMPF is the province's main general assistance grant to municipalities. For the most part, it's intended to support small, northern and rural municipalities across the province, targeting places with more challenging fiscal circumstances including limited property assessment. Sault Ste. Marie's share of that newly designated $50 million is $2.15 million. If council resists the temptation to spend it as mad money, the new cash brings the tax levy hike proposed in the Sault's 2025 preliminary budget down to 3.74%. And the city is just starting its annual budget deliberations on Monday. The preliminary budget is just a starting point and councillors usually come prepared to slash any fat they find in the numbers. Here are the average annual tax levy hikes for previous city councils. 2003 to 2006 to 5.84%, 2007 to 2010 to 3.56%, 2011 to 2014 to 3.32%, 2015 to 2018 to 2.70%, 2019 to 2022 to 3.63%, 2023 to 2024 to 4.85%. Shelley Skell, the city's chief financial officer, is already signaling that our city has assessment issues. The city's assessment growth has been very low in the last several years, Skell says in the preliminary budget she'll present on Monday. There is a growth trend that started in 2022 and with the anticipated incentives to increase housing units in the community, the trend is anticipated to continue in the near term. The cost to provide services continues to increase at a greater rate than assessment growth and will put additional burden on the assessment base. The province has paused the four-year reassessment cycle, which was slated to be updated for 2021, up to and including 2025, noting that it will provide stability to the taxpayer. The province has begun a consultation process for assessment cycle and taxation. At this time, there is no update on potential changes or outcomes, Skell says. Here, in her own words, are some of the other challenges she sees possibly affecting the Sault's ability to maintain its current level of service to ratepayers. Existing municipal funding framework does not meet current needs. The current municipal funding model relies on property taxation and constrains the ability to generate revenue to fund the operations and capital infrastructure requirements. Until a change in the framework occurs, the city will struggle to maintain the affordability of property taxes, asset condition and infrastructure deficit funding. The city's updated asset management plans reflect infrastructure deficits. There is a risk that assets could further deteriorate or fail, resulting in service level reductions. Development of a long-term investment strategy, which considers the acceptable level of service and funding requirements, is needed. Additional investment will be required. This will be a continued priority for the next few years. Impact of climate change. Climate change is a growing global concern and its effects are experienced at the local level. Municipalities are impacted by climate change, from ice storms to flooding to forest fires. Municipalities become responsible for funding mitigation efforts as well as rebuilding infrastructure to sustain extreme weather events. This has the potential to affect the city budget with the increase in costs for adaptation and mitigation efforts. Grants from other levels of government. Other provincial and federal funding for various programs and infrastructure renewal greatly assist the city in achieving its priorities as well. There is a risk that this level of funding may not be maintained in future years, placing additional burden on the municipal tax levy or requiring service level adjustments. City Council's budget deliberations are scheduled for December 9 and 10. Tax policy, rate options and other recommendations will be presented to City Council in March, April of next year for consideration and approval. This Monday's City Council meeting will be live-streamed on SUE Today starting at 5 p.m.